Chapter 7. Fuck, I growled as I marveled at Nyx's slender and perfectly sculpted form. Her flat stomach glowed purple beneath the red firelight, and the curves of her perky but voluptuous breasts moved up and down with each quick breath she took. Her eyes were glistening with lust and desire, and I could see a small wet patch already spreading in between her legs.
"Do you want me, Master?"
she asked as she bit down on her blue lip.
"Do you want to thrust your thick cock inside my tight, wet pussy?"
Her bright indigo eyes trailed down to the bulge inside my pants, and then a small, coquettish smile spread across her flushed face. Before I could respond, she quickly got down on her knees and tried to reach for my zipper, but before she could get carried away, I made sure to remind her who was in charge. I do want you, Nyx, I said, as I placed a finger under her chin and then raised her head to meet my eyes. But if you want a taste of my cock, you're going to have to beg for it.
Oh, Master,
she pouted.
Please, grace me with your unholy cock. I want to feel your throbbing member inside my cunt and have your hot seat fill me up to the brim. I need you more than any drug, and I haven't stopped thinking about the night you made me yours. Please, take me tonight and fuck me until the sun rises.
Is that so? I asked with a raised eyebrow. You can't think about anything else other than my cock deep inside your starving pussy?
Yes, Master.
She sighed as she rocked her hips forward, and I knew she was eager to undress me.
Please, fuck me again. Fuck me until I scream your name and the entire castle is flooded with jealousy.
Oh, well, since you asked so nicely, I suppose I can give in to your wishes. I grinned. After all, you did a marvelous job in Ved Hevet. It would be a waste not to give in to your desires, and I consider myself to be a benevolent master.
You are, sir, and your cock is just as benevolent. But I need it inside me, more than anything. Please. But before you enter me, I want to suck your delicious dick and take you deep inside my hungry mouth.
The desperation in her eyes filled me with a feral kind of thrill, and the way she moaned and begged for my cock only continued to turn me on. However, I wanted to make her squirm with desire before I gave her my answer, and I knew every passing second was slowly killing her inside. Fine. You may proceed, I answered after a long moment. Take me into your mouth, but be sure to swallow every fucking inch of me. I want to fuck the back of your throat and hear you gag for more.
Yes, Master. I will. I promise you.
In seconds, the blue-skinned witch had unzipped my pants while I unbuttoned my shirt and tossed it aside. When my erect cock sprung into view, Nyx's eyes went wide as dinner plates, and she licked her lips like there was a 5-course meal in front of her and she hadn't eaten in days. Feeling greedy, are we? I asked with a cocked eyebrow.
Oh, yes, Master.
She moaned before she flashed me a small grin.
You're so hard, and your cock is so beautiful. I need it.
Before I could say another word, the horned witch wrapped her soft hands around my shaft, and then, without breaking eye contact with me, she leaned forward and swirled her tongue along my throbbing tip. She slurped and hummed.
So delicious.
Shut up. And put me into your mouth, I growled before I grabbed a fistful of her cobalt blue hair.
Yes, sir,
she said as her lips curled up into a small smile. Then the eager, sapphire-skinned witch took me entirely inside her warm, wet mouth and began to bob her head up and down along my length. As she moved in slow motion, her eyes flicked upward to meet mine, and she stared at me with love and devotion as she ran her hot tongue along my underside and then back up to my flared tip. Her eyes were brimming with wild desire as she began to move her head faster, and as she worked her head up and down along my shaft, she took me deeper inside her mouth. When the tip of my cock finally scraped the back of her throat, she gagged, and tears welled up in her eyes.
Oh, that's it.
I groaned as I bucked my hips forward and ventured deeper inside her eager throat.
Keep going. That's it. Good girl.
The horned witch hummed and glugged along my pulsating shaft, and I continued to guide her head along my cock in faster motions. I didn't go too quickly, though, because I wanted to savor this moment. We had all night long to enjoy ourselves. Nyx moaned as I began to move her head in slower motions.
Fuck. Oh, Satan, your tongue feels fucking incredible, Nyx. Don't you dare fucking stop. Not until I tell you to.
My body took control over my senses, and I quickly started to thrust my hips with more fervor and intensity. Each time I managed to fuck the back of her throat, she gagged, but like a good and obedient girl, she continued to slurp and swallow more of my dick. After a couple of minutes, I pushed her head deeper until she reached my balls, and after she gagged and choked for a moment, she moaned for more. My entire body quivered with satisfaction as I continued to weave my fingers through her sapphire blue hair and thrust my cock deeper down her throat. As Nyx continued to pleasure me with her greedy mouth, she also moved her soft hands along my shaft in quick but expert motions. The sensation was incredible, and it took all my willpower not to explode a bucket load of cum inside her warm mouth. Still, I rocked my body back and forth and groaned as she continued to slowly lick my throbbing underside and then swirled her tongue along my flared tip in circular motions. After I couldn't hold back any longer, I let go of her hair and then exhaled in a shaky breath.
Stop,
I ordered, and when she gently pulled away, a wet popping sound echoed in the room.
But, Master,
she pouted with glistening lips.
I want more.
The horned witch glanced up at me with desperate glassy eyes, and I couldn't help but smirk at her eagerness.
I don't want to come just yet. Now get on the fucking bed and take everything off. I want you wet and ready for me.
So you'd better get on all fours like a good, obedient girl.
Yes, Master.
Nyx answered with a tiny nod.
Whatever you crave shall totally be yours.
I watched with a throbbing cock as the blue-skinned witch quickly unclasped her bra and then slipped out of her panties. She slowly slinked on top of the bed, and her glowing sapphire skin glistened with a light layer of sweat as she steadied herself on all fours. Perfect. Stay. Just like that.
As you wish, sir.
She purred with her back fully arched and her pussy glistening like an animal in heat. I neared the expansive blue satin bed and slowly crawled behind Nyx. And when I was on my knees, I batted my cock along her blue wet folds, and each time I teased her, she moaned with delight and arched even lower. I couldn't help but smirk as I teased the horned, horny witch, and her small, desperate moans made the blood rush to my cock instantly.
Please enter me, Master. Claim my pussy and make it yours. I beg of you, sir, I need you to fuck me so bad.
I hadn't even slipped inside her yet, and her breathing was already labored. I smirked as she bundled the sheets beneath her, and she panted as I continued to tease her with my cock. Every time I neared her wet opening with my thick, throbbing head, she gasped with pleasure, but then whined when I mischievously pulled away. Her desperation and eagerness for my member was like an intoxicating drug, and it was just too damn fun teasing her.
Do you want me to spread you wide open?
I muttered before I slipped a finger inside her sopping wet tunnel. Nyx squealed when I began to saw in and out of her wet folds.
Fuck, Master. Yes, please, spread me open and fill me with your cream. I need your delicious dick inside my tunnel, and I need your hot seed to seep down my thighs after you explode inside me. Satan, you make my head spin better than any puff off my pipe, and I just want more of you. I want you all the time. You are the best drug.
Very well.
I gently pulled my fingers out of her opening, and my cock hardened like a metal rod as I rubbed my throbbing head along her soaking cunt. Her deep blue folds were glistening with desire, and when I couldn't hold back any longer, I slid my dick deep inside her tight tunnel. We both gasped with instant pleasure when our bodies were connected, and as I began to rock my hips in a steady motion, the blue-skinned witch panted and dug her fingers into the blue comforter below her.
Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck!
She squealed as my balls banged against her ass and clit.
Yes, Master! Holy shit, just like that! Please don't stop!
As I drilled my cock deeper inside her, I grabbed a fistful of her long, luscious blue hair and tugged her backward. Her eyes were squeezed shut, but her mouth was parted open, and her lips were trembling as she struggled to breathe. She was unbelievably tight, and her walls were sweltering as they clamped and clenched around my shaft like a bear trap. Fuck! Oh, Satan, you're so fucking tight, Nyx.
Does it please you, Master?
She questioned, and her voice quivered as she spoke. Yes! Fuck! I grunted as my cock ventured deeper inside her hungry hole. Your pussy was certainly yearning for my dick.
Yes, it was.
She stammered as her body rocked back and forth.
Saying it was worth the wait. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yes, right there, Master. I'm gonna come.
Oh, I'll allow it. I growled as her walls spasmed violently around my shaft. You can come as many times as you want tonight. Come all over my cock.
Yes, fuck.
She screamed as her entire body jerked upward and hot juices spurted out of her sweltering tunnel. Her greedy walls continued to clamp and squeeze my cock like it was demanding for a load of my cum, but I wasn't finished plowing inside her hot, gushing pussy. Not by a long shot.
Ah, Cole!
Nyx continued to cry out in ecstasy from her mind-blowing orgasm, and I bucked my hips and continued to rock my body in rhythmic motions against her skin. Oh, Satan, you've got such a greedy pussy! I grunted. Then I angled my cock so it grazed down against the front of her tunnel, and her screams only grew louder with each determined thrust.
Yes! Oh, please keep going, Master. Make me come again.
I took the blue-skinned witch fast and rough, and each time I thrust deeper inside her wanting tunnel, she gasped and cried out for more. When my cock was deep enough to graze her cervix with the tip of my member, I could feel my cock throbbing uncontrollably, and I knew an explosive orgasm was bubbling to the surface. I was fucking her with so much determination and fervor that she nearly lost her balance as I pounded deeper inside her hungry tunnel. As the sound of my hips slamming against her skin filled the room, her breathing grew faster, her moans were louder, and I knew she was on the verge of coming again. "Come with me," I ordered as I plowed deeper inside her sopping cave. Now!
Girl!
Nyx screamed as her walls clenched and unclenched around my throbbing cock.
Fuck!
The sensation of her tight, wet walls around my dick and her cries of pleasure sent a spasming shiver through my entire body, and I released my scorching seed inside her hungry tunnel. I groaned as my whole body shook from the overwhelming climax, and my head spun wildly as the blue-skinned witch's pussy squeezed and sucked the tip of my cock for the last few drops of cum left. Our warm, mixed fluids seeped down her thighs and dripped onto the satin sheets like droplets of white rain, and my shaft gave another valiant pulse at the sight. I was still deep inside her while the two of us were desperately gasping for air, and it took a good minute or two before I gently pulled out of her soaking pussy and then edged away so she could face me.
Oh, Master.
Nyx moaned as her gleaming indigo eyes met mine.
That was amazing.
Before I could respond, she leaned closer toward me and then brought her hot lips to mine. Her sweet tongue explored the inside of my mouth, and as she moaned and wrapped her fingers through my hair, I could feel the blood rushing back to my cock like a ravenous river. Our tongues wildly snaked together, and without uttering a word, I knew the witch was greedy for more of my cock. Oh, I'm not done with you yet. I grinned as I pulled away. I'm going to fuck you again and again and again.
But, Master...
She gasped, with eyes as wide as saucers.
What have I done to deserve more?
Don't question me. I growled before I moved away from her and then splayed myself down onto the bed. I order you to climb on top of me right fucking now. I want to watch your face squirm with pleasure as you bounce on my cock. And when you come, I want you to scream my name.
Oh, yes, Master.
The eager, blue-skinned witch breathed before she crawled over to me. Her bright eyes landed on my erect cock, but before she made a move to climb on top of me, she glanced back at me, and then a small, shy smile spread across her flushed face.
May I taste you first, Master? I want to lick every last drop of cum left on your glorious cock. I want to taste my own pussy mixed with your sperm.
You may taste it. I nodded. With eager eyes and a hungry mouth, the sapphire-skinned witch leaned downward, and with her breasts grazing along my thighs, she slowly licked my throbbing underside until she reached my flared tip. Then she began to lightly suck and kiss the head of my cock. She moaned as she pulled away.
You taste exquisite, Master. So delicious.
Stop talking. Climb on top and ride the fuck out of me.
Yes, sir.
Nyx answered with a coy smile. The horned witch swung one long blue leg over my side, and then her indigo pussy hovered over the tip of my pulsating erect cock. Her eyes were locked onto mine as she slowly lowered her body, and when she slipped my cock inside her sweltering and soaking cunt, we both groaned with instant satisfaction. Oh, fuck.
Does this please you, Master?
Nyx whispered in a dreamlike voice as she began to rock her body back and forth in slow motions.
Are you going to fill me up again?
I'm going to fill your fucking pussy to the brim over and over again tonight. Just keep going. She softly moaned before she closed her eyes and then tossed her head back.
Oh, Master, you feel so damn good.
I grabbed her narrow hips and then guided her along my shaft in faster motions. She gasped and moaned as I bucked upward and plowed deeper inside her quivering tunnel, and then she slammed her open palms down on my bare chest. As she rode me faster, she dug her nails into my flesh and drew blood.
Oh, Master.
Nyx gasped as she opened her eyes wide.
Oh, I can practically feel the tip of your cock inside my womb. Satan, your cock is all I need. Please, don't stop. Whatever you, I beg you to keep going. Yes, fuck. Just like that.
Sweat dripped between her blue breasts as she began to bounce fervently on my slick, pulsating dick. As she moved up and down, I reached up to pinch one of her budding, swollen, sapphire-tinted nipples, and she squealed with delight as I continued to tweak it between my fingers. Oh, Satan! I growled as she started to change her pace up and grind against my member. Oh, you look fucking magnificent on top of me.
Oh, it feels better than any drug.
The stoner witch muttered as she squeezed her eyes shut in pleasure.
But, Master, I think I'm going to come again. Mm-hmm. I can't hold back any longer.
I already knew she was close. I could tell by the way her walls were clamping tightly around my shaft in pulsating rhythms. So come. I already told you to come as many times as you pleased.
Oh, fuck!
Nyx squealed before she cried out in immense pleasure.
Oh, yes! Oh. Yes, yes!
I was sure the other witches would be able to hear her moans and screams, but I knew she didn't give a troll shit about that. Her walls were squeezing my cock and demanding for a load of cum. But I wasn't quite there yet. Small, delicious moans escaped from her blue lips as she continued to rock her body against mine like an expert horseback rider. I dug my nails deeper into her skin, and as soon as I did, she bit down hard on her bottom lip, and then groaned with pleasure and pain. Blood dripped down her chin, and small droplets fell onto my bare chest as she continued to ride me with her eyes squeezed shut.
Yes, Master.
She panted, and I marveled at the way her stomach moved in perfect rhythm as she rode me.
Oh, I'm not stopping until you come inside me, Master.
Oh, then you'd better keep going. I teased before I wrapped a hand around her blue neck and gently squeezed.
Yes, sir.
Nyx gasped with her eyes still closed tightly.
Please, choke me harder.
As you wish. I chuckled as she began to feverishly bounce up and down on my throbbing cock. As I grasped tighter around her delicate neck, her walls clenched even tighter around my slick member, and I could feel my own body on the verge of exploding inside her velvety tunnel. She squealed with delight as I kept my hand wrapped around her neck, and then she opened her bright eyes and stared down at me with complete devotion and desire.
Master,
she panted as her eyes locked onto mine.
I
know. Me too. Come with me, Nyx. I command you.
Yes, go!
She screamed as my entire body spasmed and shuddered, and then I exploded like a hose inside her hot slit. The room spun, and it felt like I'd been drained dry as the two of us struggled to breathe. As promised, I filled the blue-skinned witch with my unholy cream, and as she remained on top of me, her entire body quivered and shook from the mind-exploding orgasm. Her walls continued to clamp and squeeze me for every precious drop of cum I had left, and the room was now filled with the sound of our ragged breathing, heavy panting, and the scent of sweet sex. After a minute or two of finally regaining our breaths, Nyx slowly clambered off me and snuggled by my side. She draped an arm around my chest and then looked at me with utter adoration and complete satisfaction.
Oh, Master.
She muttered in a low and lethargic voice.
That was absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Well, it doesn't have to be over just yet. How about we fuck until the sun rises? Who needs sleep anyway? Wouldn't you prefer to feel my cock inside you for another few hours?
Yes, Master.
She said, with wide, eager eyes.
Do you mean it?
Oh, of course I do. I grinned. I want my cum to be dripping out of your pussy all day tomorrow. The blue-skinned witch immediately shot up from the bed, and then her glassy eyes flicked down to my cock.
Then, with your permission, I'll get us started again.
She purred in a low and seductive voice. I grinned and leaned back as the eager and horny witch started to pleasure me with her warm, wet mouth, and in return I planned to fuck her brains out until the sun rose. I knew we'd be exhausted by the morning, but I also knew it would be worth every damn second.